I'm here with John Davis at Gloucestershire Archives, and John's very kindly brought in a couple of photos of John Mabbott working at Fielding and Platt. John, can you just tell us a little bit about who John Mabbott was and what he did, please?
Well, John Mabbott was a fitter, and as I recall, a very skilled fitter. He was very meticulous, and here he looks as if he's looking inside a large valve block. It could be he's got a torch in his hand. It's a special torch that you can extend and go up into small holes, etc. And it looks like he may be looking for bits of material, maybe that haven't been removed correctly from machine and operation.
And what would the valve block have been used for, John?
Well, this is rather a large one. I'm not sure. It would have been for controlling, obviously, controlling the flow of oil or water, depending what pressure medium was being used. But this is quite a, you can see, it's quite a large one.
And why would John here need to be checking for any leftover swarf or bits that were in the valve block? What could happen if there were bits in the valve?
Well, if that got circulated around the system, as it would be, it would get into under the valve seats, which would prevent them from closing properly, and it could also damage the innards of the pump, which could be very, very costly. So we'd have to make very, very special effort to ensure that these components are completely and utterly clean.
So fitters were responsible not only for the building, the erection of the machines, but also the maintenance when that was required.
Oh yes, at any stage, anybody at if you put a new supply of oil in a system, if any dirt goes in at any stage, the situation can be terrible, because having found it there was damage, then you've got to almost strip the whole system down to try to find out where these dirty particles are. So it's obviously imperative that everything that goes into an Nolix system is utterly and absolutely clean.
And the second photo that you brought in, John, shows John Mabbott with another gentleman. Who's the other gentleman in this photo?
Well, that's Les George, as I recall. He was a pipe fitter, but they're both looking very happy there. But John is in his blue boiler suit, but Les is... he's obviously dressed as if he's just come in off the street. So whether Les had already retired and he was just paying a visit, I don't know. That's all I can think of.
And what was Les like as a person? Do you remember him at all at Fielding's?
I didn't have a lot to do with Les, but he always seemed to think he had a smile on his face. He was quite a happy-go-lucky sort of guy. You know, these guys had to be in the pipe shop. They had to be pretty strong guys as well to bend the huge pipes that they used to bend.
And they seem to be standing behind what looks like a piece that the valve block that we described in the first photo could fit into there. Is that likely to have been the case?
Yes, it could well have been. I'm not quite sure about that, but... Because it's a view from in the opposite direction. So you're probably quite right. It is the same. I would think it's the same item.
And in the background of this shot, there's a table with what look like lots of bits of paper on it. What are those pieces of paper there, John?
Well, they would have probably been assembly drawings that they would have been using for, I don't know what the press where they would have been erecting at the time, but... they would obviously need assembly drawings to assist them in putting the machine together. So there was always a table of large enough proportions to accept a large drawing.
So would the fitters, when they needed these assembly drawings, they would have come and collected them in the drawing office, or where would they have collected those drawings from?
No, there was a drawing stores in the fitting shop somewhere. I can't remember where it was now, but they didn't have to come up in the drawing office very often. It was a long walk for them anyway, and so someone usually took the drawings down to them.
And looking at some of the other details of this picture, we've got some white spirit in the foreground there, and an empty box in the bottom right of the photo. What would the white spirit have been used for there, John?
Well, I would have, that would just have been a cleaning agent, I think. And the box, empty cardboard box, or I just don't know. And that could have been a component purchased from outside that's been brought in and unpacked. That's the only thing I can think of there.
And where would this photo have been taken, John?
That would have been... dating these guys. Yes, this would have been in the new fitting shop as well.
And roughly, when would this photo have been taken then? Are we looking about the mid-1990s?
Yes. Around about that time, certainly.
And the on the back left of the drawing, there's a kind of a blue-grey piece of metal with a kind of poster size warning sign, what looks like on there. What is that?
Oh, I'm not going to answer here. I don't know. I just cannot recall what that is.
It wouldn't have been part of the item that John was working on, would it?
No, it looks more of a permanent thing. It looks almost a wooden structure there. I'm not sure what it is. But that poster, I can't think. I don't know what it's of. But that could be, that wooden structure, whatever it is. It could have been a cupboard where people put overalls in. I'm not sure. And it was obviously a convenient place to put that poster.
And above Les George's head, it seems like we've got a much stronger metallic structure. What is that?
That would, I would think that would be an airline, because they used compressed air a lot for blowing swarf out of holes and things like that. And it was probably one that coiled up. That's all I can say. Like a garden hose.
That's brilliant, John. Are there any other details about these two photos that you'd like to add, or indeed about John Mabbutt or Les George?
Well, I didn't know either of them all that well, but like most of the guys at Fieldings, they were very, very easy to get on with. And it was a pleasure to have known them.
That's lovely. Thank you very much, John.